Ice. Sigh. You heathen. He pointed. Loftus looked, so did I. Shadow Spinner's party, sadly depleted, surrounded by swarms of pink sparkles and mocking crows, was getting close. One Eye snickered. This here is my Shadow Master Blaster Baster. He howled. He must have put away a lot of that beer. Nothing he couldn't stop on a lazy afternoon. But this ain't no lazy afternoon, is it? Loftus shoots this stick, won't be in the air 5 seconds. That's all the time he'll have to figure out what's coming, and what to do to unravel the spells that are there to keep him from turning it. And look how busy that asshole is already. Loftus, my man, get ready to carve you a big victory notch on this thing. As anybody with any sense does, Loftus ignored One Eye. He laid his weapon with an artist's care. One Eye babbled. Most of the spells are designed to penetrate his personal protection, counting on him not having time to do anything actively, because I wanted to concentrate on piercing one point in a passive. I shut him out. Goblin, any chance this will work? The runt's not exactly a heavyweight.
It's workable. Tactically. If he really worked that hard on it. Say One Eye is an order of magnitude weaker than Shadow Spinner. That really only means that it takes him 10 times as long to get the same work done.
An order of magnitude? So that was One Eye's problem.
More like 2 orders, really, probably.
He lost me. And I didn't have time to wring an explanation out of him. Loftus was satisfied he was leading his target perfectly. He had the range, whatever.
Time, he said.
Chapter 28. Loose, I suggested. The ballista offered its distinctive thump. Silence spread along the wall. The black shaft darted across the night. The occasional spark floated behind it. One Eye said 5 seconds of flight. The truth was more like 4, but they took forever. There was ample firelight to illuminate the Shadow Master. Shortly he would disappear behind one of the enfilading towers. He stared back at the hills as he rode. Those bizarre riders out there were on the plain now, daring someone, anyone, to answer their challenge. I gasped. Widowmaker carried the lance. The standard itself was not apparent, but that was the lance on which it had ridden from the day the Black Company left Katovar. Every single analyst has kept close track, although the reason for doing so has been forgotten. I focused on Shadow Spinner, in time to see One Eye's treasure arrive. Later, Goblin told me Spinner sensed the threat as the missile hit the peak of its arc. Whatever he did then, it was the right thing.